Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Dear Heavenly Father, many in this world have rejected your Son and his grace. Soften their hearts, Lord, that they hear you and receive you with joy and gladness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, many people in this world are in captivity. In your infinite wisdom, liberate those who are held by evil and unjust people and systems. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, raise up faithful leaders who are committed to liberty and justice. Oppose all those who would use others for their own ambition and pride. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, give hope to all those who are isolated and lonely. Bring them into the presence of the loving community of your church that they find help, hope, and freedom among your people. Today we especially uplift the fellowship at New Life Church in Philomath. Bless the people gathered today at New Life and assist others in joining them to find your help, your hope, your freedom. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering, especially Camille Greger, as the community searches for her and she is lost at this moment. Bless those recovery efforts and we pray for her safety and that she's returned to her family. Lord, also for those on our sick and recovering list, for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Jean, Tiffany, Dylan, Rob, Stella, Margaret, Britt, Brianna, Becky, Mel and Marion Baker, and Tim. And also, Lord, we thank you for the celebrations too, for anniversaries, especially for Jerry and Joyce Holroyd, as they celebrate their 50th anniversary this afternoon. Have mercy upon them and heal them according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Congregation may be seated. And we're going to continue with our communion in a special way. We're going to first commune the Abel family and then also the Helesto family, and then we'll continue with our normal pattern of communion distribution today. We'll begin with the Abels. Please come on forward.